Welcome to another episode of Inventor's Inventions. I'm Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the forum. And all of us here at electromusic.com bring you this show to keep you up to date on some of the technical goings-on inside the forum that people are involved in. It's typically a very technical show, although we're not going to get very technical today. Today we're going to listen to music. But I do have some talking to do before the music starts. To begin with, I have had a really nice week so far. It is Tuesday, February 2nd, 2010, and I believe we're coming upon our one-year anniversary doing these shows, and I guess although I feel a little bit tense, I'm pretty relaxed overall. I used to get all worked up before these shows, for a whole day before the show. those were the days. So, we just did a detailed sound check and balanced out all the levels. We're going to be listening to some music from Dave Wood of Scrog Productions. Dave has built his clay. If you're listening, you probably know what a clay is. It's a sequencer that's developed by members of electromusic.com, and you can buy the circuit boards for building the sequencer from the electromusic.com store. In fact, it's probably, I guess, it's about the best seller in the store. It's a really hot product. So, we're going to have 30 minutes of music with the piece entitled Clay and Friends by, once again, Dave Wood. And before that, I'm going to take you on a little tour of the forum. And then after that, there should be time for me to play with my CarPlus Strong software. We played the CarPlus Strong software last week, so maybe I'll explain a little bit about how it works while it's playing this week. Anyway, if you have your browser open, whether you're listening to the recording or you're listening to it live right now, go to electromusic.com. That's electro-music.com, and I'll give you a moment to type that in. That's you should have that site bookmarked if you're listening to us. This is the source of all things electromusic. And there, on the upper left, we see front page articles, radio, media, forum, links, and store. And we want to click on forum. And that will bring us to the hierarchical set of forums that we have. And you scroll down until we reach DIY hardware and software, that category. And click on DIY hardware and software. Okay. Then that brings you to the DIY forum, which has a number of sub-forums listed. We have to scroll down to get to the posts. And then there are stickies at the top of the post, posts that never go away. So we scroll further and further down the page until we get to... I'm looking for it. Let's see, where is the thread that I want? I should look for the author. Here it is. The author is W. Monk. And the thread is MIDI-CV Converter and CV Recorder Sequencer. So once again, the author of the thread is W. Monk. And it says MIDI-CV Converter and CV Recorder / Sequencer. Click on that. And I see Dave from Scrog Productions is here in the chat room now. I think he's really excited about having his clay working. He sent me an email. I'm going to go take a look, a PM actually, and I'm going to take a look at that PM and read some of it to you to convey to you the excitement that he has about having his clay working. So, cool on that. Well, here is W. Monk starting the thread, and here's what he has to say. This is a brand new DIY project, a brand new invention on electromusic.com. W. Monk says, "Dear friends, some of us has visited the www.acoupel.com site. As I don't have a MIDI CV converter now, the P sequencer on that site is way awesome. I'll buy myself some PCBs. Now, is buying PCBs a bit expensive if one only buys one board? So I mailed the designer, Mr. Coupel, with a question. He's okay with offering the PCBs for both projects here. So before I'm going to translate the sequencer page and adding some connectors to the PCB, I have a question for you. Are you interested in this design?" And then he gives a little more information about the modules. The MIDI to CV recorder. 4 CV out, 4 gate out, 1 trigger out. And a bunch of other stuff. P sequencer records CV in 2 tracks. Oh, that's what it is. I wondered what that board was. 2 tracks A and B can have 48 notes. A can have 48, B 44, etc., etc. So these are circuit boards that do take a MIDI note and turn it into a control voltage, and the other one takes a control voltage and records it as a MIDI note, apparently. Something like that. Okay. Hope you all like it, and let me know if you're interested. And here is our very own Edison Rex chiming in right away. I would be interested in two boards of the P-Sequencer. Nice to see them possibly being offered. I've been on that site a few times. Nice stuff there. Diablo Joy could be interested in the MIDI to CV. However, the MIDI channel section would need to be selectable, not automatic, and etc., etc., etc. I'm not going to read through the whole thread. But let's skim through it a little bit. Number Talk wants a P-Sequencer. DG Tom wants 2 to 4 P-Sequencer board. That guy, DG Tom, man, he chimed in on the Carplus Strong thread and said, I was seeing how many people wanted me to have a single board made for them. He said, yeah, I want 4 of them. Okay, calm down, DG Tom. These are first-run prototype boards. How about if you just get one, and we'll sell you more of them later when we get them perfected? He said, oh, yeah, good idea. funny things that happen on this forum. The Bad Producer. Wow, this is great. What did DG Tom say? Oh, that's what he said, yeah. And W Monk replies, talking about a pre-programmed pick. And again, I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but that was halfway through page 1. And here are a number of other people. Luca, Billy Pilgrim, Don Pachi, Henrico, Arch Gott, Script Style, Appliance Side, Neanderthal. Everybody wants these circuit boards. So it looks like W Monk has hit upon a very popular project here. So way cool, W Monk. Nicely done, nicely done. Okay. That's the only invention that I wanted to talk about today. A new invention on Inventor's Inventions. So I'm going to go to my private messages section. Here is the Clay Music PM. Excuse me, I had to take a sip of water there. And Dave Wood from Scotland has written me. I hope you don't mind me reading this. This is a private message, and here I am putting it on the radio. Stop me if you don't like it, Dave. Hi there, Les. How are you? I started Saturday morning working on the clay for a long sequence when all of a sudden I fell into its groove and started to add melodies over the clay. I now have a 30-minute piece with the clay controlling 3 mono synths on the modular system, running all the way through the addition of my ASM2, and I believe that's pronounced Paya, P-A-I-A, Pia, I don't know, Fat Man, and the Korg X5 jumped in as well. Dave's enjoying this, he mentions it in the chat room. So it's finished and ready now with a pick of the clay patched up. I don't think we got that picture to you, but I'll probably post it somewhere. I was originally going to have the clay blurting away on its own for 30 minutes, but ended up having a jolly time making the whole new piece of music on top of the main clay sequence. Hope you don't mind, Les, if it's not the clay on its own. Of course not, Dave. You're the artist. You're the artist. Then he shows a picture of his clay, and there's the music. So, cool on that. I don't think I'll be needing this Firefox window, so away you go. Paya. Jovian Pix tells me he says Paya for P-A-I-A. Okay. I don't know. I don't know the real way you say it. And Music Man came in earlier and mentioned that his 12-year-old son is listening. So I'd like to say a welcome to Music Man's son. He seems to be interested in the Inventor's Invention show. He likes technology. He likes music. And maybe there's some interesting things he can learn and get involved in here. It's good to show your kids just about everything possible and let them choose their own path. So that's what Music Man is doing. Okay. Without further ado then, let's hear 30 minutes of music, or, well, 27, whatever it is. 30 it is. Of Clay and Friends by Dave Wood from Scrog Productions. Here we go. Thank you. Ah, yes. What lovely clay music. That was terrific, Dave. Thank you very much, Dave Wood of Scrog Productions, for Clay and Friends, a 30-minute piece featuring his brand new self-made clay. Okay, everybody. First, I'd like to go through who's in the chat room, and then we're going to get to the software Car Plus Strong program. Edison Rex is here, and he mentions when he he did a show last night, and his Monday show, and he left the recording on all night. He left the recording on and didn't figure it out until the next day, so he had an extra 500 megabytes of silence in his recording. That sounds like something I would do. Oh, the funny things that happen on amateur radio. And also in the room, we have, let me read off the list, we have Blue Hell. Once again, Edison Rex is here, entertaining us with fun stories. Borislav the Bot, who tells us who's on the radio. Dave from Scrog Productions. Demonoza, a new person. I think I've seen his name. I might have read his name on Inventor's Inventions recently. Dougbert, Electro Upload, Helbo, another bot. Inventor, myself, Jovian Pix, who's Scott, Killer Haven, Kevin, Modulator ESP or Jez, Mono, Mosk or Howard, Mr. Cold or Cody, Music Man or Steve, OCP, who's Joao, Syango, Rob Soul, who's Rob, Shanester, who's Shane, Stroby, and who else? W Monk is here. And Helbo the Bot tells me that he heard me mention his name on the radio. Yeah, right. I'm sure Jan typed that into Helbo's terminal there. Jan is Blue Hell, by the way. So, Dave says, thanks for playing the song. He very much appreciates it. Well, I really appreciate you giving me the song to play, Dave, because I didn't have a lot of material for today's show. It's been kind of slow. Although there are other projects I could look at, but I want to have some more music on the show. And speaking of that, let's put our iTunes away and turn to Chuck. Turn to Chuck. Chuck is a music programming language from Princeton University. It was created by Gu Wong for his PhD thesis, and Perry Cook, his advisor, and many, many, many other people who made lots of contributions to it, and continue to do so to this day. It's freeware. If you want to find it, just type Chuck Princeton, and in our, we have a Chuck forum on electromusic.com under DIY Hardware and Software. On the forum, and you can go there and they'll answer any question you want about Chuck. So, and I'm a Chuckist. We call ourselves Chuckists. We write Chuck programs, and we share them with the world. This program I have shared. Why don't I go ahead and start it up, and then I'll keep talking about it over the music. It starts with silence for a moment, and then it kicks in. Here we go. Paul says, Chucka Khan, Chucka Chucka Khan. Shane enjoyed the tune, Dave. Killer Haven liked the piece, Dave. Jovian Picks, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Chuck Chuck software. So, okay, let me explain what you're listening to here. I have created a program that is a software implementation of the Car Plus Strong algorithm, as well as the Boolean sequencer algorithm, or code, I guess. I guess you could call it an algorithm. The Karplus Strong that was created by Karplus and Strong and published in 1983, and the Balloon Sequencer created by me 2 years ago. Actually, that's recreated. I always give credit to people in the Wayback Time Machine who did some of these techniques long before I came into music. But I picked up on it and polished it up, dusted it off, and embellished it a little bit, so I named it the Boolean Sequencer. And I have some buttons and sliders and some VU meters. I have several controls here. I can resequence the Karplus Strong, which I'll do right now. You didn't hear any difference, but the music changed. Maybe you do hear a difference. Let's listen. So perhaps you can detect a difference in the song. The sequence of notes for the voices is different. Oh, and before I continue with this program, we're coming up on 10 minutes before the ordinary end of the show. Normally, we would have the soldering invention with State Machine or Bill Manganiello. However, for some reason, I didn't see why. Bill will not be doing the show tonight. It's been such a busy week, I didn't read his post to see what he said the reason was, but there's no soldering musician show tonight, so I'll run over time as long as I feel like running over time. You know, we'll talk about this stuff and then we'll stop. But I'm going to take you through the program. That'll take a while. Hold on, let me type something into the forum. Let's listen to the music. What you're listening to is three separate voices. I set it up with a parameter at the beginning of the program so that you could have as many or as few voices as you want. And I tried four, but it was too complex for me anyway. And so I stuck with, I reduced it to three, and I was happy with that. They are three separate Boolean sequencers that have randomly generated logic tables. And each of those Boolean sequencers drives a Karplus Strong algorithm, which is each of which has a number of sliders that are set differently. Those sliders are gain, stim in milliseconds, feedback, delay in milliseconds, and filter in hertz. And I can vary those parameters, and I do, to change the sound. For example, I can play with the feedback. I'm going to play with the feedback on the KS2 gain, which has, or on the KS2 Carpa Strong circuit, which has a long stem, a long delay, and a low filter frequency. I'm going to crank it up and we'll hear some feedback. Sort of adds another element to the sound, I guess. Add a little feedback to KS1. Okay, a lot. And let's crank up the feedback on KS0. I'm going to try turning the tempo down now. I can set the tempo. That KS0 feedback was getting on my nerves. High frequency feedback. Oh no. No, we don't want high frequency feedback. Oh, and OCP, Joao, is piping up in the chat room. I think he was here. OCP runs a net label, and I've published two albums on the net label. Shane says this sounds cool. Less. Shane, by the way, this is the program I'm going to be using for the Ambient 3 one-hour performance that you're going to set up. OCP, glad to hear you're listening. Yeah, I'm excited about OCP's net label. I produced two really amateurish beginner albums that are nothing special, and he publicized them so much. Between the two of them, they have like 1,200 downloads, over 1,000 downloads on those two albums. And OCP's net label is obviously a good way to get your music out there. So, recommended. Recommended. Alright, let's turn all this feedback off. Feedback is fun, but too much feedback gives me a headache. Alrighty. Now I'm going to crank up the tempo to something a lot more lively. This is 1 hertz. Here's 2 hertz. 3 hertz. Upper limit, anything I wanted, I just made it 10. 8. Makes for an interesting kind of melody there, running at a 10. No longer hearing the individual notes as much as a flow of notes, sort of, to me it seems like, anyway. What do I know? I'm not a music expert. Next up, I put a pitch shifter on the output, and I can shift the pitch. I'm going to back it down, and then turn it up, and then set it back to nominal. Here we go. Set it back down to 4 hertz, 4 beats per second, just because I like that. And I've got another button called Randomize KS. I'm going to click it now. It scrambles all the Car Plus Strong voices. Let me crank up their gains. Rather dramatic sounding, and let's resequence the Boolean sequencer. See what we come up with out of that. I think I'll crank it up to 5. 6 beats per second. Something a little more to it. I've saved the best for last. I'm going to... Oh, this program also has a thunderstorm effect with wind, thunder, and rain. Maybe I'll play that to close out the show. Why not? But before we get to that, I created something very interesting. If you're a fan of the Car Plus Strong circuit board that I'm working on, or if you know about Car Plus Strong or you're interested in it, you'll find this rather interesting. What I did is I made a Car Plus Strong loop without a filter. I just put a delay line in feedback to a summing amp and adjusted the gain of the delay line. So I have two parameters, the amount of delay and the gain. And I forget what I set the gain to. It was like 0 to 1, something like that, or 0 to 0.8, something like that. And the delay I set for close to 0 up to about 800 milliseconds. And then what I did is I made a mouse control surface. And in the x-axis I put the delay, and in the y-axis I put the gain. So it gives me a software feedback loop with an adjustable gain delay element. So it has all the aspects of Car Plus Strong, except that there's no filter and the amount of delay is not 30 milliseconds or 3 milliseconds. The amount of delay is more like a second or half a second or a quarter of a second. So a lot more delay. Okay, having talked so much about it, let me click on it and you can hear what it sounds like. moving the button around in the mouse control surface by moving the mouse. Very slowly. It creates this really cool effect in the music. Sounds like a UFO. So, the reason I'm so excited about this mouse control surface thingy is that it actually becomes another product, another invention, another one of inventors' inventions, where we take a carpless strongboard, we can remove the filter or we can leave the filter in, I don't think the filter is too particular here, but put in a delay line that's much longer than the delay line that we're using in the carpless strong circuit, and then we'll have this effect. Is a whole nother effect. And so what I've created in software here is a modular synthesizer, which if we forget about the pitch shifter and the thunderstorm stuff, if we had three Boolean sequencer boards and three carplus strong boards, and we put all three of their outputs into a mixer, not an external mixer, but like a mixer board, and we made a mouse control surface board, and stuck those all in a neat little cabinet, then we would have this program. So this program actually becomes a hardware project that would fit in a wooden box and have a power supply and a bunch of switches and knobs on the front of it, and be a really cool thing. So I'm thinking about doing that. Just to, you know, Inventors Inventions, this show, is not necessarily just about things that are under development, not necessarily just about things that have already been developed, but it's also about early concepts, simple ideas that maybe we'll turn into inventions that we work with in the future. So that's why I was so excited about writing this program and putting the mouse control surface together. Okay, let's hit that resequence again. And now, why don't we play around with the thunderstorm to close out the show? Trying to remember if there's anything else I wanted to say. I don't think so. So let me turn up a little wind. Okay, a lot of wind. And how about some thunder? There. Germain is holding onto his hat in the wind.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, that'll just about do it for the show. Just wanted to have a chance to show off the Car Plus Strong algorithm, the Boolean sequencer algorithm, and this new delay line thingy that might become a new product. We also enjoyed half an hour of Clay music from Dave of Scrog Productions, Dave Wood. And we talked about W. Monk's new adventure that's gained such popular support on the forum. So, lots of good things going on in the show today. I didn't even think I had a show worth of material, and here I went 15 minutes over. How about that? There's so much going on, it just pops out at you. So, I'd like to remind everybody who might be listening to visit the electromusic.com website. That is electro-music.com, and you'll find a forum there that has a tremendous wealth of information, and lots of individuals are happy to help you out with anything having to do with electro music or even anything else. So thanks very much, and Paul will switch me off now. Thank you, Edison Rex, for switching me off. Bye, everybody.